Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Al Spangler. Batting seventh, the catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Joe Niekro. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Joe Niekro. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third, the right fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Jim Rayhart. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bob Barton. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ron Herbel. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ron Herbel. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds takes first base on ball four. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Mays reaches second base with a double. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mays scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Jim Rayhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hunt fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hundley moves to second. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mays. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Kessinger moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo is walked intentionally. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Beckert moves to third. Santo moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spangler hits a fly ball into right field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Beckert tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Herbel, and towards Hunt, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Herbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbel strikes out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Bonds steals second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 0 for 1 in the game. Niekro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Niekro, and towards Kessinger, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spangler for the out. Santo moves to third. Banks moves to second. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 0-for-1 in the game. Barton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spangler. Barton reaches second base with a double. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier bunts towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lanier for the out. Barton moves to third. One out. Dave Marshall pinch hits for Ron Herbal. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barton tags and scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 2, Giants, 2. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bonds hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bonds moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 0-for-2 in the game. Niekro strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. Hart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mays moves to second. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-2 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Barton hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay bunts in front of the plate. Hundley fields it and throws to first for the out. Lanier moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bonds hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hundley hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spangler moves to second. Willie Smith pinch hits for Joe Niekro. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bonds. Smith reaches second base with a double. Spangler scores. Phillips goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Smith trying to get to home. Bonds throws the ball into Barton who tags Smith who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Phil Regan now pitching. Dignan now playing first base. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunt moves to second. Frank Johnson pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-3 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Hyatt now playing first base. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Santo moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Al Spangler. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Santo moves to third. Nan moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-4 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Santo scores. Nan moves to third. Hickman moves to second. It's 6-2, Cubs. Bill Monbuquette now pitching. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nunn tags and scores. Hickman tags and moves to third. Hundley tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-2, Cubs. Phil Regan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Hickman now playing right field. Bob Schroeder pinch hits for Bob Barton. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cline pinch hits for Hal Lanier. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesu Alou pinch hits for Bill Monbuquet. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Regan fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.